We've been tracking all the drama that has been surrounding CSCU, the Connecticut State Colleges and Universities system, which again oversees six institutions with 16 campuses, including online platforms for students across the state of Connecticut. They not only have a new interim chancellor, but also an interim Board of Regents chair. Now, the interim board chair appointment came literally days after the trusted board chair had stepped down pretty abruptly. But a lot of people are applauding this new appointment, Ari Santiago, including CBIA, the state's largest employer organization. Joining us now to talk more about this is CBIA President and CEO Chris DiPatima. And always love having you, Chris, on the show. How are you?
I'm doing well, Melissa. Always great to be on with you.
So, Chris, what do you know about Ari Santiago?
I know him well, personally and professionally. You know, Ari's been engaged, a member of the business community for several years. I knew him before I came and joined CBIA during the pandemic. Ari started a technology company when he was a teenager, believe it or not, repairing computers back in the day, and grew that company that he started in his apartment to be one of the fastest growing technology companies, not only in Connecticut, but in the country. He's been an Inc. 500 fastest growing company for several years. He acquired that company, which was based in West Hartford. He acquired several other companies outside and inside Connecticut. And eventually, about 3 years ago, 4 years ago, he sold the company, although stayed on, to a larger managed service provider. And during that time, and had continued also to be a voice for the manufacturing community. It's interesting, while Ari's not in manufacturing, he's in technology. He started a podcast that used to bring on manufacturing leaders from across the state of Connecticut called Manufacturing in America, and just talk about best practices, leadership skills. And so he got well-known in the manufacturing industry, a respected voice around workforce, job creation, sound policies, and how to grow businesses in Connecticut. And over that time, I got to know him personally as well. Lives in West Hartford, young children, got involved in the CSCU system as a volunteer member of the Board of Regents, trying to round out that board with some business voice. And as you mentioned, last Friday, announced by the governor, I applaud it as the interim chair of the Board of Regents just a couple of days before Natalie Braswell was announced as the interim chancellor.
So, as you mentioned, he was already kind of a volunteer on the board. But do you find it fascinating, Chris, that the appointment went to kind of a business leading, not education leading person to be the chair, interim chair?
Yeah, I don't, Melissa. Listen, the CSCU system is basically Connecticut's largest workforce development system. You know, they have 65,000 students enrolled in there. They with certificates and professional development, they're probably touching the lives of 100,000 people at any given time in the state. They graduate between both, you know, the community college system and the state university system, about 15,000 students each year, whether that's 2 4-year degrees or 1-year certificates. And it's critical that they are aligned with the business community, as you know, because it's not just an education that a student's getting. It's that preparation for a job, a career, preferably, not just a job. And it's really important that, you know, we reset the system at this moment because, you mentioned it had some troubles, certainly, over the last couple of years. And this is a real opportunity to better align it with the state's workforce needs while balancing the academic piece, no doubt about it. And I think when you look at Ari Santiago as the board chair, Natalie Braswell coming in as the interim chancellor, it's an opportunity to connect education to jobs faster and more effectively, which is exactly what we need because we've got more than 80,000 job openings in the state. So real opportunities for these students who are being educated at CSCU. So I don't find it surprising that we have a business leader running the Board of Regents because it's a rounded out Board of Regents, right? There's academic folks on there. There's folks who've been in the political space. And so Ari, as a chair, you know, has an important role, but he's just one of the many players, but he brings that business voice, which is if these students aren't getting career opportunities after they graduate, then what's the purpose of going through and getting that academic experience?
Right. I mean, and you bring up such a great point, Chris, which is that it's also, you know, if you don't look at education as a business, then we've already kind of missed the mark. I mean, to some degree, I think we have to be able to look at CSCU as also running a business, which I'm sorry, but it has not been run very effectively for the last almost 2 years. I mean, ever since that comptroller report came out in 2024, which was pretty scathing against Terrence Chang, and honestly, just the system in general and how they use their P cards. And again, that could have been something that, you know, predates when Chang was in office. Then you have what's happened with Mr. Maduko that is still kind of under investigation at this point. First of all, there's this question of, does this really matter? Is this a priority? I mean, there's been the conversation of, is CSCU anywhere near as important as like a UConn, for example? And I think people are starting to doubt that. I think when you're talking about tens of thousands of students who are finding a more affordable way to go back to school, but also actually getting the certificates or getting what they need to be able to land the jobs that they can and stay in Connecticut, CSCU is not doing it. It's not living up to what it could be living up to, at least from a leadership standpoint.
No doubt. And that's why this is that reset moment. And, you know, I think it's even more interesting, rather than Ari as the chair from the business perspective, that Natalie Braswell coming in, who's was the assistant comptroller, was the comptroller for a couple of years after Comptroller Lembo retired and the governor appointed her as the interim comptroller until Comptroller Scanlon was elected, and has been the governor's legal aide and really a confidant for the or legal, I should say, general counsel for the last couple of years and governor's confidant. Now, with Natalie coming in, I think it strikes exactly what you just mentioned, Melissa, is you're bringing in not an academic person, but someone who knows how to run a large organization. She essentially was the state CFO, which is what the comptroller is. And she's financially focused. And as you said, the finances need to be cleaned up and need to be run like a business. And so that's a telling appointment right there, which is that we are going to run CSCU like a business from Natalie's perspective, keeping the academic in mind. You pair her with a business person, someone who knows what employers need. And now if they're aligned well, Ari and Natalie, you've got a strong combination with that finance, large organization experience, and someone who knows the business community and the voice of the business community, where you can make transformational change in a relatively short period of time for an organization that absolutely needs it, because it's just too big, it's too important to fail, and it is so important to so many people, so many parents, so many students, so many employers, so many residents in Connecticut. And unlike UConn, more of those graduates stay in the state after mm-hmm. they graduate versus leaving. So these are not only our future employees, our future business owners, they're going to be the residents of the future of Connecticut. And so I think if Natalie and Ari line up, you've got a real strong pairing there.
We are chatting with Chris DiPentima, who is CBIA's president and CEO. Chris, full disclosure, for a second in the beginning of this, I had to pause because I'm like, wait a minute, not Chris Davis. Because I think I talked to Chris a million times during the legislative session and really got in touch with CBIA throughout the session, mostly talking about bills, what did and did not pass, things like that. So I had to pause for a second. I'm like, wait a minute, which Chris do I have? So thank you for being here. Again, I really appreciate your time on the show.
Of course, yeah, you got the two Chris's, and we both got D's that start our last name, so it's confusing, but
no,
it's
Chris
perfect. Is a great guy in battle.
No, you guys are great. No, you guys are great, and I so appreciate it. I just didn't want you to think, I'm like, man, I'm really having like a brain moment here. In the very beginning of this, I'm like, wait a second, which Chris do I have? And I'm like, no, I got Chris DiPentima. Okay, got it together. We're good, Chris. So I wanted to talk about the business side of things. As people know, CBIA, the state's largest employer organization, very excited about these two appointments, again, on an interim basis for probably the next year, I believe, while at least the board, I believe, is going to look for a permanent chancellor in the next year. They're going to start that process in the fall. I don't know if Ari wants this job full time as the board chair. Do you know that? I guess I should ask you that. Do you know if he wants it full time?
I think Ari's willing to stay on. Yeah, I think Ari's willing to stay on for the cycle needed to right the ship, bring in that permanent chancellor. This is not a long term. You know, he's not going to be there 3, 4, 5 years down the road for this. Ari wants to right the ship, develop a strategic plan that's aligned with the needs of the business community and what will be success for students, and leave this institution on a good footing.
Something that I spoke a lot to Chris Davis from CBIA about during the session was the fact that we have these very obvious solutions that we could be putting into place right now to better connect students to the workforce and also fill industry gaps, but we just don't really do it. And I'm wondering from your perspective, Chris, what could be some opportunities now with new leadership at CSCU to do those two things, to be able to connect students to job opportunities, keep them here in Connecticut, but also to fill where we still have a lot of gaps in certain industries?
Yeah, as the largest feeder system, you know, CSCU has a lot of opportunity, but to your point before, they need to run it like a business aligned to the business needs of Connecticut's economy and not just look at, well, okay, we need this type of curriculum because it's going to bring in dollars, but who cares what it does for the students after 2 or 4 years. And so I'll say, you know, the short-term opportunities is that we need more short-term credentials and certificates for the CSCU to focus on, not just the four-year degrees. More and more students and people are looking at the cost of college and how unaffordable it is for a four-year cycle. Even a state college or a community college can pose its financial challenges. More and more businesses have job openings out there that don't require a four-year degree opportunity. In fact, more than half of our job openings in Connecticut only require a high school degree or GED equivalent or some sort of credentialing, you know, one-year certification, six-month certification program. So I think the opportunity for CSCU is certainly to look at the short-term credentials and certificates. Faster program designs tied to industry input are going to be absolutely critical. We hear over and over again, this has been a major miss at CSCU, is that they're designing these curriculums in isolation and not getting the business input as to what's needed today, but more importantly, with the technology explosion, what's going to be needed tomorrow. And a big piece of that is going to be, you know, can we expand apprenticeships, internships, and earn the learn models so that while students are getting their education, they're also getting that work-based learning experience and, by the way, maybe earning a buck or two to help pay for their higher ed or college career and or have their business that they're engaged with help offset that. So those are going to be the three areas. Short-term credential is, I think, Melissa, faster program cycles and certainly expanding, you know, work-based opportunities while students are getting their education. When we talk to businesses, they say over and over again, we don't need more programs in the CSCU system or in our higher ed system. We need programs that lead directly to jobs. We need programs that are flexible and can be designed and altered quickly, given especially the move of technology, artificial intelligence, and the technology that we see in manufacturing. And so that's going to be a critical opportunity to take advantage of.
Do you think, Chris DiPintima, again, who is the CEO and president of CBIA, do you think that CSCU does a good enough job right now connecting with high schools and even middle schools, you know, making that link, if you will, and sort of opening those doors for what, you know, I'd say preteens and teenagers could do in their future, like where their place would be in the workforce? Do you think that is strong enough?
No, I honestly don't. And I don't think it's strong enough in Connecticut, period, Melissa. You know, this is why during the session, the governor issued an executive order announcing the creation of a pathway commission for public high schools. So and I happen to serve on that commission. We just had our kickoff meeting last week. It's a 30-person commission. And so clearly we're not doing it right. We're not connecting our middle schools and our high schools to the higher ed opportunities and the career opportunities that are out there. If we were, the governor wouldn't have announced this pathway commission and it wouldn't have been such a focus. So the purpose of this pathway commission for your listeners is to get together businesses, folks from the academic institution, so the teachers union, the superintendents, the board of eds, government folks, and come together and figure out a design and a five-year strategic plan for putting pathways in our public high school systems across the state of Connecticut, defining what good pathways are, pathways that have work-based learning included in them, pathways that lead to either going to a college if you want to and or having career opportunities upon high school graduation. Because 12,000 of our public high school students who graduate every year, about one-third, don't go to 2 or 4 year college or the military. So they graduate from high school and what, you know, what do they do? And meanwhile, we've got these 86,000 job openings, which more than half only require a high school degree or GED equivalent, and they're not getting filled. So there's clearly a disconnect between the college opportunities for a high school student or a middle school student and the career opportunities. And this pathway commission will be so critical to developing that. And I will say, there is representation from CSCU on the Pathway Commission, as well as Connecticut's independent college system, and that's going to be a critical piece. So having these two things happen concurrently, the leadership change at CSCU and this Pathway Commission, the moment is, you know, is really ripe to make transformative changes in Connecticut, so we do have better alignment, so we do have a better workforce development system.
Well, I definitely look forward to seeing what the future holds. And Chris DiPentima, I want to thank you for what you do at CBIA, President and CEO, and for giving us the time on WICC. We always appreciate it.
Anytime, Melissa. Always enjoy talking to you.
All right. You too, Chris. Appreciate it. And tell the other Chris I say hi as well.
I will. He's a great guy.
Yeah, you are too, though, Chris. Don't you forget it, though. I'm serious. All the Chris's at CBIA, they're all great. We love them all right here on WICC. So appreciate it again, Chris DiPentima, who is the CBIA president and CEO, and CBIA, the state's largest employer organization, applauding both the interim Board of Regents chair as well as the interim chancellor, both named literally in the last couple of days here on WICC. We'll follow along what's going to happen next.